Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Eruvin, Daf Kuf Beis. The Mishnah Amud Beis, in discussing a Kohen putting on or replacing his bandage in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah says, Machzirin Ritiya B'Mikdash Avalei B'Medina. A person, a Kohen, in this situation, may put his bandage back on in the Beis HaMikdash, but he can't put his bandage back on in the Medina out of the Beis HaMikdash. However, to put on a bandage on your wound initially on Shabbos, that's for sure aser, even in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the situation? What are we discussing? A Kohen who had a wound and he had a bandage which is usually used with a type of cream, a shmir, and he put it on an Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos he took it off. Why did he take it off? In order that when he does the avodah, there shouldn't be a chatzitza. There the halacha is that he could put the bandage back on afterwards. Why? Because if you don't allow him to put the bandage back on after he's done the avodah, he may not want to take it off. And if he doesn't take it off, he's not going to do the avodah, because he won't do the avodah with a chatzitza. So that's all mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, but in Medina, it's aser. Now why is it? What is the iser of putting the bandage on L'chatchila, that we say that even in the Beis HaMikdash it's aser? So Rashi says, even though this iser is only an iser midrabanan, we still don't apply the klal of ein shvus b'mikdash in this situation. Why? The only time we say ein shvus b'mikdash is only when the shvus that I'm doing is l'tzorech gavaya, is l'tzorech la'avoda. However, with the shvus l'tzorech atzmoy, you don't apply the klal of ein shvus b'mikdash. And putting on the bandage, l'chatchila, certainly not l'tzarech l'avoida. Fakaret adarabba, person is only taking off the bandage l'tzarech l'avoida. So we see over here, this yisoid, shitas rashi, akopanim, that the klal of ein shvus b'mikdash is only when there's l'tzarech l'avoida. However, if there's no l'tzarech l'avoida, it's certainly going to be yasser. And that's why the kohen can't put his bandage on in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, even though it's the Beis HaMikdash and ein shvus b'mikdash. However, there's certainly a big discussion in the Achrayim and perhaps even the Rishayim if this is true. This that Rashi says that you don't say ein shvus b'mikdash, you don't say that klal when the shvus that you're doing is not l'tzorech gavaya, rather it's l'tzorech atzmai. The Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin paskins that we're Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you do the same meisim, you do the same seder that you would do b'chayil, you do it on Shabbos also, including v'reichtin es ha'azara b'Shabbos, and you wash the floors of ha'azara on Shabbos, she'ein iser shvus b'mikdash, afilu b'davar she'ein oy tzarech avoida, iser shvus b'mikdash, heterhu. Even something which is not tzarech avoida, the iser shvus b'mikdash is a heter. And there's a machlokes achronim, exactly what the makar of the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says that there's a diuk in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samachei, where the Gemara says that the Mishnah, Daf Samach Dalet, that says that you're not allowed to wash the floors on Shabbos, or the Mishnah says that they used to do a Shalei B'Tzayin Chachamim, that sheet is from Nassan. But there must be a Chachamim arguing from Nassan and say that you could wash the Azara floors on Shabbos l'chatchila. So the Kesef Mishnah says there must be a Chachamim who argue on Reb Nosson and hold, like the Rambam says, She'ein iser shvus b'mikdash, afilu b'dover, she'ein tzarech avoda, iser shvus b'mikdash, heterhu. And there's a Or Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos, Perikov Aleph, that wants to say this machlokes, which he's assuming like the Kesef Mishnah is a machlokes Tanoim, is based on a fundamental shaila, how to understand the heter, this that the Chachamim will matir shvus b'mikdash. Is it begeder hutra? Or is it begeder d'chuya? Meaning, if it's begeder hutra, that means that it's mutter b'chol oifin, even where it's not tzarech avoda. But if it's begeder d'chuya, then we say that the only time Chazal said ein shvus b'mikdash is only if it's a tzarech avoda. They will matter ul tzarech. For that tzarech, they will doiche the isur d'rabbanon. But if there's no tzarech at all, then there wouldn't be a heter. Another nafkimina, whether ein shvus b'mikdash is a hutra or d'chuya, let's say I have another way to do it. I don't have to do it in the oifen that will be a shvus. I could do it another way. If you say it's sutra, it doesn't matter. Ein shvus b'mikdash. Chazal said you could do this iser d'rabbanon in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if we say that the whole klal, the heter of Ein Shefus B'Mikdash is only Tchuya, that's only where there's no other way to do it. Then we say Chazal would doiche the Issa D'Rabbanan. However, if there's another way to do it, then we won't say the klal of Ein Shefus B'Mikdash. Have a wonderful day.